Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning. Welcome in, everybody.
Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We did get mandatory minicamps underway yesterday. A full attendance, 100%. Teachers used to pray for those days. You used to get presents on those days in school when it was like a week of perfect attendance. Beautiful. Some injuries, but good news on that, and maybe why we won't spend too much time on it. McDermott seemed to indicate none of them are going to carry into training camp, including Joey Bosa, who I saw some videos about him running around. So looks a lot better. But, of course, with it being 100% attendance, does mean James Cook, of course, was there. We knew that at around this time yesterday, a little bit after. But along with that, and we talked to Derek with Sal Capaccio yesterday about it, we didn't know what his participation would be.
Right. And guess what?
Turns out it was the whole thing.
Once again, I was mostly right.
Were you 100%? Did you think he was going to participate? I thought he would kind of hang out.
I was kind of like, he might show up and just not do anything, but be in meetings, everything like that. However, I did put my money where my mouth was on that sort of thing. There was a friendly wager made with one Owen across the hallway
poor,
there.
Poor Owen's been here less than a year. He already took his money. That's rough.
Yes.
That's rough.
But it was friendly.
Very friendly. By the third bet that he loses, it stops being friendly.
Well, hang on. He tried doing like the, I got favored odds.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll give you 15, you'd give me 10. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to take the 10.
We did discover what the push would have been. The push would have been if he showed up and did nothing.
Correct.
That would have been the push.
But yesterday, sitting down knowing I don't have to give anyone money is
right.
Great.
At the worst,
I keep my money. I'm like James Cook. I like my money.
And yeah, he did. What was funny, I was with Sal. I didn't know if Cook would speak.
Right.
I mean, I had made the jokes that, oh no, he's here just to pull Trey Hendrickson. He's going to blast the Bills with the media. I never really thought that was going to happen, but it was the thought that came to my head. He did, though, speak with the media.
Right.
And that's something we don't often hear. We don't hear from Cook all that much. He's not Dion. He's not Josh. He's not Matt Milano either on the other side, but we don't hear from him much. But I liked how candid he was about, like, I don't really want to get fined. Like, that,
right.
That's really what it was.
It's quite now, frankly, it'll cost me money. I'm good.
He did mention, though, he likes being with his teammates. He wants to work towards winning a Super Bowl. He said all the good things.
As we all could have read.
Yeah.
He was going to be here to be a Buffalo Bill this year.
Yeah. And so that ultimately is what it is. We'll get a little bit more on Cook just because it's mandatory minicamps. He was the big story going into this. But me and you acknowledged last week, if he was here this week, and now that he was at least participating for a day in what is effectively just OTAs except now mandatory, like nothing changes. Sal said that to us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of stops being a story even going into training camp because he even said that yesterday, that he'll be there. He may not participate. It may end up being a hold-in when he gets to training camp.
Right.
He didn't totally shut the door there. Fine. It's not like he's a rookie who I'm like, dude, you need to get reps. Like, you need to – nope. Can move on. I'm fine with that.
And not only that, it just has to be one of these things that we all now have to embrace, which is, realistically, cap-wise, is this James Cook's last season as a Bill?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to necessarily think about it before we get through a majority of the season.
Yeah, well, you don't want that specter looming over the season of,
but
oh,
I will
okay,
say,
we got two more games with James Cook kind of deal.
But I will say, probably this is the only time I'll say the sentiment up until like maybe the last days of watching James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this. I'm expecting to miss James Cook as a Buffalo Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I said about Tremaine Edmonds the last year of his contract. I'm going to miss him when he's gone. Because I knew that he was going to price himself into free agency with the career year he was having on the last year of his deal. I think I'm already at that stage with Cook where I'm like, I don't think he's going to be retained. The Bills don't have room for this, and that's okay. Especially
and
if he goes
still,
and gets
But there
his
are still also
salary.
Questions. Do the Bills value the position in terms of a second contract?
Yeah.
And yes, he's the first one to really, truly earn it. But they may still sit there and go, nope, we'll take another guy in the second round. We have Ray Davis, who we took with a quote-unquote high pick. They can move on. I can understand it. And this will always be the thing with James Cook. And it is somewhat frustrating because I think he is a very good player. I do not think he is a great player. They don't use him particularly at all on third downs. Ty Johnson is openly, by Josh Allen, considered one of the best third down running backs in football. They don't use him more than 50% of their offensive snaps. And when you look at his compatriots that he wants to get paid like, that is a stark difference.
Yep.
If he wants to get paid like Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry, that's why we discuss him in those frameworks. Because I think everyone can acknowledge he's not with them. But when he wants to get paid like that, it's where, and this is where you will often hear agents say, teams say, we don't really want the player involved in the negotiations. Things are said that can hurt some feelings. Remember when Lamar Jackson was coming up on his deal? That was a big part of it of like, this may hurt the relationship. The fact that he is representing himself and things will be said.
Things will be said.
That for the most part, the team would have loved to have kept behind closed doors between agent and the team.
Anything contract mediation within the NHL.
Yeah.
And the fact that like those hearings have to go to a judge and the agent and maybe even the player. Straight up, hear the words that the team has to argue to try to keep a price down.
Mm-hmm.
Those are potentially damaging things that get said during mediation.
Yeah.
But, again, yesterday it was, there are not many ways, better ways that James Cook goes about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many better options on how to go about it. The crux of Cook's story here is, I'm doing well at my job. I would like to get paid more, please. There's no, like, outwardly demands more than just, like, he's just posting, this would be great. I want this kind of money.
It's kind of it, actually.
He's not saying, or else. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, this would sound cool. That's a normal thing. And I think that players looking for another contract will want to pay attention to what this saga ends with for James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
It could ultimately backfire. You know, there's things about it. But when it comes to a strategy, again, I feel like Bills fans were getting more annoyed with Dalvin Cook than James Cook.
It did feel like that times, yeah.
It's like, Dalvin, stop, please, come on, man. Like,
or in reality, it just became like, but what is Dalvin saying here? Like, we know he waited for it. That was maybe the most frustrating thing, and I brought it up to Stephon Diggs. Diggs was almost at a point open about everything.
Right.
Because he was never fully committal to the Bills and to Buffalo in
almost
particular.
Almost detrimentally so.
Yeah. And really the complete opposite to how Josh Allen operates. And those two were married at the hip. I mean, like, that's always – or attached to the hip. That's what it was. Where Cook has just been retweeting a few things, excited running backs are getting paid. And he mentioned that in his spot with the media as well, that everything running backs do, they should get paid more. Really, all of us know running backs do a ton. It's their shelf life.
Right.
In the modern day, it is tough to get 10 good years out of a running back, let alone great years.
It does not happen anymore.
It just doesn't happen.
Based on the physicality of the position and the decline in market interest of holding on to a player at that position, 10 years with the same team as a running back is nowadays impossible. let alone even 10 years of elite production from a running back, is tough to witness.
Yep.
You don't often see it. There's one without the other, Derrick Henry.
Yep.
He is not on the Titans anymore.
Yeah, they ultimately did move off of him. Saquon Barkley is a 2,000-yard rusher when he goes to the Eagles.
But
I don't totally know how much the Giants, if you really sat them down, would complain about that. I think they'd complain more about paying $40 million to Daniel Jones.
Which also was outwardly said in Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
As a reason that they don't sign Barkley is because Daniel Jones has this amount of money that needs to be proven.
Yeah. It's not that running backs aren't valuable, but it is one of those things where the value has decreased over the years. When as the quarterback's value has increased, the running backs has decreased, and now you are seeing that where, you know, Derrick Henry goes to Baltimore. Baltimore was the one seed the year prior. They technically, if we're just looking at it, had a worse year.
They did.
They were not the one seed. They only make the divisional round. They technically had a worse year. The Eagles, and Mike Schoep brought this up yesterday, were 11-1 before a collapse by their coaching staff and everybody. And then they lose in the wild card round. But they're still a great team when Saquon Barkley shows up. Oh, now I will argue Saquon was huge for them last year and is a big reason why they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
They were able to really lean on him at times, and the big plays by him were maybe the most important, because when that passing game went away a lot in the later end of the later stages of the year last year, Saquon's huge runs were massive.
Look at the Rams playoff game. They don't survive that without Saquon Barkley just apparently taking it personally with the Rams.
Yeah, it did it to him twice that year.
Yeah. But he is waving goodbye on a run in a game that ultimately the Rams come back and put a real scare into that.
Yeah.
But that's how dominant he was in that game. Running backs, though, it's seeming like right now, because we've been dealing with this for years now, that running back is such a steep decline. There have been several drafts without one being even taken in an entire round open the draft.
It seems to take a quote-unquote generational guy to even go in the top 10.
At this point, that's the case, like Bijan Robinson or Ashton Jeanty at this point. Now, you're seeing it more commonplace, though, because I mentioned Robinson. I mentioned Jeanty. Amarian Hampton taken in the first round. Like, running backs are starting to kind of get a little bit of a flavor again. And it has to do with how defenses are being called. One of the big issues with not seeing a lot of the deep ball prowess, which is, I would call it a complaint of the Bills fan base, is because of how defenses are calling a too high shell now. And it is very frequent across the league. It is not a Bills problem. It is a league-wide thing.
Mahomes was one of the worst deep ball passers the last 2 years.
And they even acquired someone to try to fix this. But the thing is that sometimes those defenses can't be beat on that either. It's just not a good idea. Outside of one time, thanks Chargers for being the Chargers.
Great play.
And letting Xavier Worthy just run by him in a straight line.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an unbelievable throw.
But also, if you need to draft a player just to try to fix the deep ball mechanic on your team, it's not what I would call a good investment on the position.
No, they ended up figuring out with Worthy a little bit later where it's like, just get him the ball.
Attack it horizontally with the speed. They figured out eventually, and part of it is also, the quarterback has to be better. But I don't begrudge the Bills for not necessarily worrying about the deep speed wide receiver option sort of thing. Mac Hollins was probably one of the better deep threats on this team last year. Cool. It is because, you're not going to suspect Mac Hollins to be the guy to do this.
No, that's right.
And also, we're going to play a lot of that too high shell. The Bills, and Joe Brady, to his credit, have acknowledged and adjusted proper.
Well, I mean, that's how they built the team. It was, we're going to have running backs. We're going to have quick, twitchy receivers who are, their whole job, get open as quickly as possible.
Right.
Look at what they added this year, too, in Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore. Palmer's whole thing in free agency was, I know the stats don't look great, but look at his separation numbers. He is incredible at that. And you put him with a more consistent quarterback. And let's be honest, I think
a better offensive coordinator. Yeah,
and I think the honeymoon with Justin Herbert is over. I think most of us acknowledge he's an all-world physical talent. But in terms of a quarterback talent, he's just simply not consistent enough.
I also think that he is hamstrung by Greg Roman.
Don't disagree. But we've had these years now with him under multiple coordinators of, okay, you got to figure it out eventually here, man. You've got to put it together. Again, think he's an all-world physical talent and probably mental talent as well, but it just he's not consistent enough. And you do wonder now with Palmer, I'm not saying he's going to light the world on fire, 1,200 yards, 15 touchdowns. No. But if he's a guy that puts up 700 yards, 4 touchdowns, but is getting open quickly and Allen's just able to get the ball out to him, same with Elijah Moore, same with Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman seems to – he's having a pretty good offseason.
I don't want to get too far from the point that I'm trying to make here about running backs.
Yes.
Because part of the Bills' offensive attack, though, also has to do with – they run the football.
Mm-hmm.
They know the too high shell is a problem. And how do you counter when NFL defenses are now going to a base of nickel? We're bigger than you and we're running through you. That Dallas game is unforgettable in that sense of Dan Quinn dogmatically calling a base defense for the Dallas Cowboys of dime.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one linebacker playing out there.
Never moved off of it.
He didn't move off of it. And Joe Brady said, to heck with the script. Let's just run the football. We're bigger than them if they're going to keep running dime, and we're just going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he made it through his 15 scripted plays.
Well, I mean, didn't Brady brought that up in the postgame? It was like, we had a different plan. And why move off of it, though? Or why move off of what was working?
Why like, this worked, and we're like, we're just going to get away from that. And I think that the league is starting to recognize that more. Running backs are having themselves better seasons than in, like, what, 3-4 years past?
Mm-hmm.
It almost seems like not an overcorrection, but a slight correction of the effectively take the running back position out back and like, that's the end of the story. Like, there's no old yellering of the running back position anymore.
No, when they're like 26, 27, it's like they're basically done already.
Look at the segment that Louis... Louis DiBiase, Joe's brother, he tormented him with.
That's
hey,
tough.
Here's running backs that you're just as old as, and Todd Gurley's name comes up, and it's like, you think that Todd Gurley is like
35.
Yeah. But he's not.
Him, though, it was I think
there were so many devastating injuries.
He had lower body arthritis.
Yeah.
And that's what just ended his career.
He had two major knee surgeries.
I mean, it was done for him.
Before college was over.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, he came into the NFL sort of hand tied behind his back of like, it's going to be a tough road for you.
Like, damaged knees, man. Like, is this first round pick going to be worth it?
Now, I do wonder, though, with ultimately the running backs having this bit of a renaissance, I do wonder, though, if it's still going to be the...
They still won't get paid.
Because still, nothing has changed on this front. Getting 8 to 10 years out of you, not happening. Where in other positions, you can have a wide receiver playing elite ball into their early 30s. We know quarterbacks now, your prime is kind of when you hit 30.
It is.
Edge rushers, we talk about all the time, 34, 35, 36, still playing at a high level if injuries have not hurt them.
If it points to the evidence of it, it's why drafting them earlier is making more sense and more commonplace than it is to sign one more.
Yep.
It's because what's the wear and tear on your body after your first NFL contract?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a first-round pick and get effectively an investment out of you for 5 seasons? Cool. We did our job. It's a good pick. We'll deal with that afterward. Very rarely do you see the big boy contract for a running back after they are selected.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years, depending on the round that you're taking, and we're already probably moving on because the position is still the most physically challenging in sports. It's every time that you are involved in the offense,
you are getting hit.
You are getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are being able to deliver some of it back yourself. But ultimately, most plays for running backs end with you're getting hit.
Yep. In some way.
Oh, Running a route, ball might go to you. You might get hit. Oh, you're not running a route. You're pass blocking. You're hitting somebody.
Yeah.
You're running the ball.
You're getting hit. You're getting hit. It is going to be fascinating to see if this continues. It does help, though. And this has been true almost forever. Running backs, I'd say almost more than any position in football, hit the fastest.
Yes.
Rookie year running backs oftentimes can even have their best year, their rookie years. Look at Zeke Elliott.
Yes.
His best statistical year was year number one. Saquon Barkley, really up until this season, his best year, his first season. So you can draft these guys
Derrick
in
Henry
round
right
one.
Out the gate was awesome.
Awesome. He ended up getting better once Tennessee's like, oh, okay, I get your 6'3", 230, but you don't need to run up the middle all the time. You are faster. Like they really figured out his third year, but he's also got the longevity that's absurd. But that has also, I think, opened up the idea of maybe first, second-round picks for running backs because out of the gate, they can often be your best option at the position and can really be an asset to your offense where receivers, as much as we talk about them, can take a year or two to really develop. Rounds two, three, four, whatever. They can take some years to develop. Quarterbacks, we all kind of know. Well, yes, there are some that can pop right away. Jaden Daniels, Drake May to a certain extent. Allen, though, took a little bit of time. Lamar took a little bit of time. But by years two, three, they're off to the races, and yep. They have longer careers where it's almost poetic in the sense that, like, yeah, running backs don't have to take that. Fourth-round rookie running backs can hit Bucky Irving,
yep.
Can hit right out of the gate. But because of that, it also just almost naturally makes sense that their career will be a little bit shorter. Because, in quote,
Kyren
it kind of starts earlier.
Kyren Williams. What was it, 83% snap share last year?
87 Ooch. Last year, and I think the year prior was 84.
Like, they know they're going to have to use every bit of that player that they can. One, because their running back room is not very good.
It's Kyren
them.
Williams.
It's Kyren Williams.
Well, and Blake Corum. He was used like every third series or something like that. Mike Shope is bringing this up because I know fantasy-wise, Blake Corum was a tough sell for that reason because it was like, okay, when he's on the field, he's got like a drive, and then we're right back to Kyren Williams. So if it's a three and out, you might be saying goodbye to a quarter
right.
of production for him.
So ultimately, though, it is this, like, there's a renaissance of usage of running backs, again, based on defenses, how they're structured, how they're called, and how the passing game has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that the position is going to make its comeback contractually. When Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, they all get decent deals in free agency. However, that's when you look and go, that's when you're James Cook's agent. You go, maybe there's a shot we can get something from a team. Mm-hmm. It might not be the Bills, but it might be somewhere else in free agency.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Didn't talk too much on Bills practice yesterday, and that's, well, because coming up next, Sal Capaccio, who was down at One Bills Drive, he'll be there today and tomorrow as well, as Bills wrap up OTAs tomorrow, will join us after a quick timeout. But if you want to join the show, 803-0550, the number to call. Bills may end up having a very boring summer with James Cook attending. How are you feeling about that? We'll discuss all of that. When we come back, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.